Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Philippians 3 and 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that. I follow after, if that I may apprehend that, for which I was apprehended of Christ Jesus. Apprehending that, for which I was apprehended for. Now, King Solomon, a wise man, God, please give me what I need the most. That's what he prayed. God, please give me what I need the most so I can do this one thing, that which you want me to do the most. What do you want me to do the most, Lord? And that would be your ministry. God wants you to do the ministry the most before anything. 1 Kings 3:6, and Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant, King David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. Thou hast kept him for this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son, talking about himself, King Solomon, to sit on the throne as it is today. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king. I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or how to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people. You put me in the midst of your people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude that they are. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this so great a people that you have put me over, O Lord? And the speech pleased the Lord that King Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself a long life, neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked thou the life of thine enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, to do your work, O God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things be added unto you. 1 Kings 3 and 12. Behold, I have done according to thy words. God said, I have done according to the words you asked me. I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, yes, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father King David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. You didn't ask for it, but I lengthened thy days. And King Solomon awoke. Behold, it was a dream. He was dreaming, a spiritual dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. That's the place where you go to the house of God when something like that happened. Run to the house of God. Stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and offered heave offerings and made feast to all of his servants. Now, this one thing I do, this one thing is my first priority. I apprehend that for which I was apprehended. God dealt with me 3 years to come to him, 1972 to 75. So December the 20th, 1975, I was saved by an arrest of God. God chased me down. He chased me down and apprehended me, arrested me. Yes, and so from that moment forth, I'm changed. From that moment forward, I've never had a second or a day of my life that I have not been chasing God, who chased and ran me down. I've been pursuing God with everything within me since that day. Every day I've been alive, I've been chasing God. I've been chasing God all morning long. I've been chasing God all night and all morning long. I went to bed chasing God. I woke up chasing God. I've been chasing God before I came out here. I'm chasing God now. Hallelujah. He came and apprehended me. Now I am apprehending all I can from Him. Are you listening? So this one thing I do. This one thing is first priority. I apprehend that for which I was apprehended. The Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do. Philippians 3:12. Not as though I already have attained, either already perfect. He said, no, I'm still striving to be like that, the Apostle Paul said. Already perfect, complete, and accomplished. But I follow after. I'm chasing God. I follow after. I pursue that I may apprehend, that I may seize and possess and apprehend and overtake and come upon and attain that I may apprehend that for which, for superimposition, the word epi, I've been superimposed. God has taken charge of me, which also I am apprehended. I have been arrested by God as an apostle for God's ministry. He's arrested me. Now I am after Him every breath I draw to make sure I get it done. I'm apprehended of, it's not just a word of, but it means hupo, under, a place beneath, underneath condition. No, I am apprehended of Christ. He has put me under Him. He literally has arrested me of Christ Jesus. I've been apprehended. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
This one thing I do, first and foremost, required priority by God, and I require it of myself. I continually apprehend God and His ministry. Continually. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, Philippians 3:13. But this one thing I do. Brethren, I don't count myself, I don't conclude not of myself that I have apprehended, that I have literally overcome and taken and gotten everything in the world that God could give me. But this one thing I do. This one thing I do. Forgetting. Not majoring on the past, not stuck on the past. This one thing I do, forgetting those things, this, that, he, them, or whatever, which are behind me, in the back, that happened before, and reaching forth unto those things, he, this, that, whatever, on and she, on whatever, which are before me, in front of me, before me. I press toward the mark, right? The number one thing God requires of us is to desire is God, His kingdom, His ministry, His apostle, His man of God, His Adelphos, people of God, in the house of God.
Yes.
First is God. God and ministry are one. God and ministry are one. They're one. It's the order. So this one thing that God requires of us is to desire is God, His ministry, His apostle, His Adelphos, His people of God, and the house of God. Psalms 27, verse 4, one thing I have desired of the Lord. He didn't say I desired a wife, didn't desire children, didn't desire money, didn't desire this, didn't desire a house, a car. One thing I have a desire of the Lord that I will seek after. There's one thing that I have desired of the Lord, one thing. This one thing is the first. First thing I desire of the Lord. First thing. One thing, this for the word echad, Hebrew. This united one, this first thing that I have desired. I've requested, I begged Him, I desire Him, I wish, I pray for it earnestly, straightly, surely, and I require myself of the Lord. This one thing, this first thing. Look it up, Hebrew. The first thing that I desire, not a husband, not a wife, not children, not some job, not some house, not some car, nothing compared to God. I have desired of the Lord Jehovah, that I will seek after. There's one thing I desire of the Lord, and I'm going to seek after it. I'm going to search after it. I'm going to strive after it. I'm going to make requests. I'm going to seek it. I'm going to run after it, that I may dwell. I may dwell that I may marry that I may settle and marry. I will seat and situate, and I will take habitation. I'll continue and remain and abide in the house of the Lord. In the house, the bayeth, the house, the family of God, the household of God, the temple of God, the inside ward of God, hallelujah, in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. He's not measuring on a wife. He's not measuring on children. He's not measuring on some kind of money. He said, the one thing that I desire, the first thing and most important thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of my life. That's the first thing I'm looking for. To behold and look and see the beauty of the Lord, the great splendor, like the very suitableness of the Lord for your life. And to inquire. I want to be there and to inquire, to go and inquire. This word inquire is the word balkar. It means to go and plow, like plowing. Inspect, admire, care for, consider, make inquiry, search, make search, seek out, that I may inquire in his temple, in his house. You see that? All the days of my life. Psalms 26 verse 8, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house. I have loved the habitation of that house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. The honor of God dwells, somebody said, in my domestic house. First in the house of God. And it won't dwell in your domestic house if you're not in the house of God all the time, every time you're supposed to be there every week. It's not going to dwell there. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house. I love it. I love the habitation of thy house. Yes, I do. The beauty of the Lord. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. I lived my whole life for the house of God. I have ever since December the 20th, 1975, every day I've been breathing. Lord, I have loved the habitation, the dwelling, the habitation, the abode of God, of thy house, thy bayeth, thy house, our family, the people of God inside it. It's like a dungeon, a prison, and a well. In other words, it's like a web of God. You're webbed into God. Hallelujah. Are you listening? And the place, so the house of God is also the place, the locality, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. There is no real honor of God without being in the real house of God, with a real man of God, with the real people of God. There is no real honor of God. That's where it begins. Yes, it does. And if you're not there and you don't have it there, you won't really have it other places. Where thine honor, thy splendor, thy honor dwelleth, where it resides, habitation, on and on and on and on and on. You see that?
Yes, sir.
So what's first? God in ministry. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I don't measure on my wife, and I don't measure on my children. I measure on God and the house of God. And then they do also. Then we can measure on everything in the order it should be, with full intensity and full impact and import.
Yes, sir.
Everything is full then. God, ministry, domestic, biologicals, the whole deal.
Yes, sir.
You see, you don't really have real domestics if you don't have that. You don't. You just don't have it. You can say, I do. Oh, no, you don't either. The number one thing that is always needful, pursue his ministry, his apostle, his man of God, his Adelphus, the house of God. Adelphus are the people, the real people of God. Luke 10:42. But one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part. Jesus comes to Mary and Martha's house with a little entourage of people with him. And when they come in, well, Martha being the sister that, you know, she's going to grab something. First thing she's going to do is start serving, start doing this, cooking, on and on and on and on and on. But Mary, she went at the feet of Jesus when he walked in, and she worshiped him at his feet. So Martha comes along complaining. Anybody here? This one thing is needful. This one thing, primary and numeral. It's needful. It's required. It's necessary. It's totally required. And it's destitute and lacking the way you're doing, Martha. But Mary has chosen and selected and chosen out that good, beneficial part, portion and share and participation and being a partaker of it, which shall not be taken away from her. It won't be removed. It won't be taken away. It won't be cut off from her life, from her. Philippians 3:13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching for those things which are before. God requires us to first give our children to the Lord. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. God requires us first to give our children to the Lord. Give ourselves and then our children. Bring them up and raise them up in God and ministry in His house. That's the first thing God requires of children. God requires us to first give our children to the Lord, bring them up and raise them up in God and His ministry in His house. I was raised up like that. My children were. 1 Samuel, Hannah, verse 11, she vowed a vow and said unto the Lord of hosts. She vowed a vow. Hannah, righteous woman. She vowed a vow and said unto the host, Lord of hosts. She vowed a vow. She promised. She promised God to do something. She vowed. She promised something. And she said, she actually says the word Almar. She said and she answered and she communed and she determined and promised and appointed God and positively guaranteed him, O Lord, Jehovah of hosts, look at the affliction of thy handmaid. Look at my affliction. I'm barren. I can't have a child. We tried. We can't have a child. Remember me, O God. If you'll give me a man, an Ish Zerah. An Ish is a strong one, a strong male, a child, sowing time, posterity. Give me a posterity of that. Then I will give him. I will give him, I'll deliver him, and I'll lay him up in charge unto the Lord all the days of his life. And she took him after 8 days and took him to the house of God and left him in the house of God. With the priest of the Lord, Eli, put him in the house of God. Well, the way she put him in the house of God and gave him to God, he never left. Come on, somebody. He never left God, never left the house of God. So, her husband, her Elkanah, they did it right.
Yes, sir.
They gave him to the Lord all the days of his life. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Remember me. So if you'll give me a man child, I'll give him to you all the days of his life, which he did. And the Bible said, God said he never let one of his words fall to the ground. What he said of God, it always worked. Well, Psalm 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, because I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, because I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If I dwell in the house of the Lord forever, surely goodness and mercy is going to follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
First priority, I always dwell with God in His house, with His man and with His Adelphus, His real people of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, Psalm 23:6, because I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 26:6, I will wash mine hands in innocency. So I will compass thine altar, O Lord. If I live in the altar, my hands will be full of innocency. No hypocrisy. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 65:4, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. So ever since God arrested me and really apprehended me, I have dwelled in the house of God all the days of my life. Always. That's what I have lived for ever since that time. You see? God's ministry, God's house, His apostle. Somebody said, what's an apostle? God has said in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that pastors, and then evangelists. For the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come together in unity of the faith. Jesus is called the great apostle. He gave himself away in five different facets. First apostle, secondary prophet, thirdly teachers, after that pastors, and then evangelists. Look at the book of Acts and see how it unfolds. That's the way it unfolds.
Amen.
So God's ministry, God's house, his apostle or set man will hide me and my children from trouble and from the enemy. Psalms 27, 5, 6, 7. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me, O Lord. Psalms 27, 8, keep on going. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, Lord. When you told me, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face will I seek, O Lord. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in your anger, O Lord. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. If you don't ever see people today, oh, I have God, I have God, I have God, I have God. I want to make sure every day that God is with me. Hallelujah. Hide thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, O Lord. Neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. Now think about that. This is the psalmist. How many believe he knew God greatly? He said, help me, O Lord. Leave me not, O Lord. Forsake me not, O Lord. When my father and my mother forsake me, then, Lord, you'll take me up. Teach me the way, thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, King David said, as such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted because all this was happening. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But then I told, oh Lord, you're going to help me. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait upon the Lord, be of good courage, he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Verse 6, because I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
You're never to put anyone above God, his ministry, his man of God, his people of God.
Amen.
His people of God.
Amen.
Not your house, not your job, not your business, not your wife, not whatever, whatever, whatever. Nobody is to be above God in his ministry. Nobody.
Amen.
Never put anybody above that.
Amen.
Luke 9, 59, and he said unto another, follow me. Jesus said, follow me. But the guy said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. Jesus come back, follow me. My father just died. I've got to go bury him. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead. But thou come and follow me and you go preach the kingdom. Let the dead bury the dead. Luke 9, 61, 62. And another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but first let me go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Nobody is to be above God in his ministry. Nobody. One thing I do, one thing is needful, to always put God first in ministry. First Luke 10:38 again. Now it came to pass as they went into a certain village, a certain woman named Martha received him into the house. And she had a sister named Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. I brought it up a while ago a little bit. But Martha was cumbered. She was distracted with cooking about much serving and came to Jesus and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister Mary hath left me to serve alone and do all the cooking alone? Bid her therefore that she come help me. And Jesus said unto her, double annunciation, Martha, Martha, double annunciation. Wake up, listen to me, he said. Thou art careful. You're distracted. There's much solicitude and trouble about many things. But one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. One thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that needful part. That needful, that required, demanded part. She's chosen that and selected and chosen that good part, beneficial part, which shall not be taken away, not be removed or taken away or cut off from her. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So all these people, they think they have God, think they have God, think they have God, think they have God. They don't have a man of God, don't have a people of God, don't have a house of God. Where's your tithe? Where's your offering, your gifts every week? Malachi 3 said, you've robbed God, you've robbed me, even this whole nation. You're cursed with a curse. Where is it? Where are you? Out working on your property, out doing something, ripping and roping, taking your wife up to the mountains somewhere, some point. What are you doing? You're supposed to be in the house of God. Where art thou? Many will say in that day, Lord, have I cast out devils in your name, done this, your name, done this. This depart from me, your works of iniquity, lawlessness, lawless ones. You won't come to the house of God. I never knew you. Get out of my sight. I never knew you. Just because you say, see, many shall come to me and say, Lord, Lord. Many shall come and say, Jesus, I believe in Jesus. I have Jesus. Depart from me. I never, ever even knew you. There's an order of life. First, God. Secondly, ministry. Thirdly, after that, it will be domestic biologicals going down like that. And then you'll get down animal kingdom. You'll get down your job, your secular life. Yes, sir. It's all an order. If it doesn't flow from the top, you don't have it. You can take five or six straws. And if they're not lined, take five, if they're not lined up exactly on each other, you can pour water to the first. And if it's not lined up, you just go out to, and the rest of them won't get a thing. The second won't get anything, third won't get anything, fourth, fifth. It's got to be perfectly lined up. If you're not perfectly lined up, first God, secondly ministry, which is the same with God, then domestic, then biologicals, then the animal kingdom. Animal kingdom, God first brought the animals to the first man, Adam, before he ever gave him a wife. He brought the animals, read it. God brought the animals to the first man, Adam, before he ever took a wife out of his side. And if she didn't come out of your side, if she was not in me before, she ain't mine. She's not mine. And if you were not in somebody, then he's not yours. Are you here? This one thing I do, I'm pressing toward the mark and I'm apprehending that for which I was apprehended for. I'm chasing God. I'm after God with everything. I live every day I breathe after God, after God, after God, after God, after God, after God. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Well, this one thing I do. Praise God. How many appreciates the word of God today?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Lift your voice to the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.